This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois has faced a decades-long pension funding crisis, and Governor J.B. Pritzker on Monday announced a plan to fix it. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports at the heart of the proposal is a two-year extension of the state's pension buyout program. This allows some retirees to get lump sum payments in exchange for less in benefits in the future. The governor also is proposing to use unexpected surplus revenues to pay down pension debt and raise the state's pension funding target from 90 to 100% by the year 2048. Illinois' retirement systems for state workers have long been underfunded, leaving taxpayers on the hook for billions of dollars. The most recent report from the state legislature's research unit found the systems were just under 50% funded. The University of Illinois Illini Republicans Club shared an Instagram post that supported ICE last week. It included a now-removed graphic of a presumed federal officer holding a gun to a person's head, and the post drew swift pushback. The Illinois Student Newsroom spoke with junior Jack Hooker about the post.
It's advocating violence against civilians, children, nonviolent people who are just trying to live their lives. So I would say they should not really be allowed to post to advocate for that sort of violence.
And here's freshman Jackson Ward.
You know, I feel like they should post because, like, they should be able to post whatever they want because it's what they believe, but then also it can be tough because, you know, violence could be provoked and bad things can happen from it. So
university officials say the school cannot discipline registered student organizations for their viewpoints. This is the first ever Wetlands Week at the Shedd Aquarium. Wetlands are transition zones between land and water, like marshes, swamps, and bogs. They're quickly disappearing in Illinois because of development and climate change. And proposed changes to the Federal Clean Water Act could roll back regulations that currently protect these lands. But Brian Gill, who leads the Shedd's policy work, says now is the time to take action.
They help protect against the big picture climate change. I think there's a lot of aquatic habitats that are climate solutions that help against this fight against climate change that are sort of unsung. And wetlands are, I would say, one of the biggest unsung heroes.
These lands are also key to reducing the risk of flooding and are great spots if you want to visit and take a hike. You can get involved at one of the aquarium's wetlands restoration days or visit the Shedd anytime this week to learn more. And the Black Excellence Review from Second City is back for its fourth year with the show Black and Highly Flavored. The review kicks off on Thursday, and this year's show is centered around joy. It will feature a mix of sketches, original music, and improv. Director Julia Morales tells our In the Loop program she gave the cast three words to consider: unapologetic, unserious, and unhinged.
Obviously, in this day and time, we need some more laughter. Mm-hmm. And I love Black folks because we are very unserious. And I just wanted the cast to express themselves however they wanted. And we're taking some heavy issues that are going on, and we are applying some very smart humor to it.
Black and Highly Flavored runs through March 20th with performances on Thursdays and Fridays at Up Comedy Club. You're listening to The Rundown. On Northwestern University's campus in Evanston, there's a big boulder. It's known as The Rock. And for decades, students have painted and then repainted it with slogans and symbols and announcements. Campus officials say they don't really police The Rock except in cases of threats and profanity. But a recent incident has students and faculty questioning what administrators view as threatening and whom they see as worthy of protection. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillip has our story.
S. Yarberry meets me in front of The Rock on a cold but clear and sunny day. So sunny that Yarberry wears a pair of neon yellow sunglasses. He's a trans poet and PhD student at Northwestern. And on a recent visit to campus, something about The Rock stopped him in his tracks.
I saw a giant red cross through the trans flag.
In a picture, you can see the blue, pink, and white stripes of the trans flag, painted to memorialize a trans student who died last year. But now there was a jagged red cross cutting through the soft pastels.
I thought, this looks wrong, it feels wrong, but I don't understand what it is.
Yarberry reached out to other students and faculty members to get them involved.
We're a bunch of nerds over here, right? So we started researching.
They found out the symbol is called the Cross of Burgundy and originated in the Middle Ages as a battle flag. In the 20th century, it was appropriated by a fascist movement in Spain known to oppose equal rights for women and minority communities. As recently as 2021, it was displayed by alt-right demonstrators in Latin America. Matthew Gabriel is a professor at Virginia Tech University who studies the Middle Ages and how that period is remembered in the modern era.
This seems to be a very conservative, perhaps reactionary symbol that's anti, you know, anti-trans rights.
A Northwestern spokesperson denied WBEZ's request for an interview. An official who declined to be named said campus leaders interviewed the student who painted the Cross of Burgundy onto the rock. The student told officials he is solely interested in the history of the flag and appalled by the interpretation that he meant it as a message of anti-trans hate. But scholars like Jesse Daniels, who study far-right movements, say context matters. Daniels is a professor at City University of New York.
It's just part of the white supremacist playbook to go back into either, you know, recent history or much older history and pull out sort of obscure symbols to signal to each other their ideological bent.
Yarberry and other students who felt threatened by the painting of the Cross of Burgundy over the trans flag reported the situation to campus leaders. In an emailed response reviewed by WBEZ, the dean of students acknowledged that this is a painful time for the trans community, but she said the rock is a student-moderated space and that the university does not intervene or paint over it unless there is an immediate threat, explicit harassment, or prohibited vulgarity. She also noted the cross was painted over a theater announcement and not just the trans flag. Yarberry says the response is yet another way the university has let trans students down. Late last year, Northwestern leaders made an agreement with President Donald Trump in order to unfreeze nearly $800 million in federal research funding. As part of that agreement, Northwestern leaders signed off on Trump's declaration that gender does not exist outside of the categories of men and women. Sarah Schulman is faculty advisor to the Trans Studies Roundtable at Northwestern.
The university says at the top that they're accepting a definition by which trans people do not exist. How can you protect your students if you say they don't exist?
Northwestern leaders have defended the agreement as necessary for the university's financial health, saying it doesn't change the institution's core values. But Yarberry, the grad student, says it reveals the university's true priorities.
At some point, you have to have some morals, have some values, think about what you believe in, and is money what you believe in? Yeah, the university seems to believe in that more than anything.
Yarberry and other trans students and allies decided to paint over the Cross of Burgundy themselves. Now they are working together to spread awareness of what the symbol means and are calling on Northwestern officials to publicly announce how they plan to protect trans students and employees, even as they abide by their deal with Trump. Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
Weather today, partly sunny, high in the upper 20s, cloudy tonight, a little snow, a low in the mid-teens, and then Wednesday, partly sunny, high again in the upper 20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.